This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue with our special Christmas series called The Light of Jesus at Christmas. In these lessons, Pastor Rick shows us how the light of Jesus brought into the world at Christmas illuminates, purifies, heals, and grows each of us in this season and beyond. Now, before we get started, we want to let you know that a very generous friend has given a $100,000 matching grant to Daily Hope. That means that all this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called The Light of Jesus for Your Darkest Days.
Now, did you know that light is a major theme of the Bible? That's why we're going to look at a lot of Bible verses today. Light played a major role in the first Christmas. The Bible tells us the angels lit up the sky with a bright light, and they put on a dazzling light show for the shepherds. The Bible tells us the wise men were led to Jesus by an unusually bright star. Christmas is the celebration of God's light entering the world. Now, why is that important? Because the Bible tells us to expect dark days in our lives. Let me read you a verse from Ecclesiastes chapter 11, it's verse 8. It says this: people should enjoy every day of their lives, no matter how long they live. But they should remember that there will be many dark days. The Bible tells us that in life we will go through many dark days. Now, what are dark days? Well, there are any days where you're feeling negative emotions. There are dark days of confusion, when you don't know which way to turn, you doubt which way you're going. There are dark days of conflict, when you're having relational conflicts with people. There are dark days of disappointment when things didn't turn out the way you wanted. There are dark days of loss. There are dark days of loneliness when you're feeling all alone. There are dark days of grief when we've experienced the loss of a loved one or a job or something. There are dark days of stress and anxiety and fear. There are dark days of heartbreak, dark days of depression, dark days even of despair. You know, Isaiah predicted dark days in his book. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 21 and 22, he says this, talking about these dark days: people will wander aimlessly, distressed and hungry for what they don't have. Does that sound like today? In deep frustration, they'll become enraged and they'll shake their fist at leaders and even at God. And everywhere they look, they'll see trouble and darkness and despair, and they'll have to live in dark days. That was a prediction that Isaiah meant many, many years ago. But he also predicted the coming of Jesus to earth at Christmas. And in Isaiah 9, verse 2, he says this: the people who walk in darkness, they will see a great light, a light that will shine on all who have been living in the shadow of death. How do we have the light of Christ in our darkest days? The antidote to your darkest days is to turn to God's light. The Bible is filled with references to the effect of God's light in our lives. First off, it says that God's character is the source of all light in the universe. Without God, there would be no light. Without God, there would be no universe. 1 John 1:5 says, God is light. So it says, it's his nature. All light comes from God. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. This is the message Jesus has given us to announce, 1 John 1:5. The Bible tells us that God's very first act in creation, when he created the universe, the first thing he did was create light. Genesis 1:1-4. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God is light. The first act of creation is light. And at the first Christmas, 2020 years ago, God came to earth as Jesus to give us more light. Light about himself, light about life, light about death, light about eternity, love, forgiveness, salvation, and much, much more. John 12:46, Jesus says this, I have come as a light. I have come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer wander in darkness. So you know what I did this week? I restudied. I got out the physics books and stuff, and I restudied all of the properties and all of the effects of light, the properties of light, to see the parallels of what God's world created, he created in his world, and what it teaches us about God himself. Now, what do we know about light? Well, let me just give you a quick overview. Light is an electromagnetic wave, and it's commonly classified in seven kinds of different ways, from large to small, and they all travel at the same speed, the speed of light. There are radio waves, there are microwaves, there are infrared waves, there's visible light, then there's ultraviolet light, there are X-rays, and there are gamma rays. And I learned this week how different wavelengths of life interact differently with matter. And there are actually spiritual parallels to how light interacts in different ways. Now, we all know that light is illuminating, but we often ignore the other effects of light, such as light can be purifying, light can be healing, light can be warming, light can even be transforming. So this Christmas, I want to ask the question, how does the light of Jesus, when he says, I'm the light of the world, how does the light of Jesus help you in your darkest days? Well, let me just suggest four ways, all right? Four different ways. Now, a first effect of light is this, light can illuminate. Light can illuminate. Ephesians 5:13 says, light makes all things easy to see. Now, I don't have to belabor this point because you use this principle every time you flip a light switch. Why in the world do you turn on lights? To see better. And you can always see more in the light than you can in the dark. And the brighter the light, the better you can see. And light illuminates. I mean, this is not a big deal. You know this. Light exposes. Light uncovers. Light clarifies. You ever shine the light under your bed, you see stuff there you didn't know was there. Light gives you a perspective completely different than when you're in the dark.
Thank you so much for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We've got some incredible news to share with you. A very generous friend has given a $100,000 matching grant to this ministry. All this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000. So $25 becomes $50. $50 becomes $100, and $500 becomes $1,000. Whatever you give will be doubled by the matching grant up to $100,000, but only till midnight December 31st. So please contact us today. Go to PastorRick.com or just call 800-600-5004.
If you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2021 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This year's theme, God's Great Adventure for You, will help you tap into God's power and presence when you learn how to pray with passion and purpose. Covered in soft vegan leather with full color pages, this prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. The God's Great Adventure for You Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with God, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you the all-new 2021 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to get your prayer journal and have your gift matched up to $100,000. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
If you've ever had surgery, you know that surgeons always want the brightest lights in that operating room so they can see every little detail. They don't want to miss a thing. I mean, no surgeon has ever said, hey, let's turn these lights down for a different mood in this surgery. Let's make it like a bar lounge. No, they want it as bright as possible so they can see as much as possible. If I asked you to go on a night hike with me to climb Mount Saddleback, how would you want to do it? Would you A, want to do it with completely in the dark? Or B, would you like to use a weak, dim flashlight that only shines about a foot out? Or C, would you like to use a Costco Maxi Power lantern that you can see everything on the trail for 400 yards? Well, obviously, for clarity and for illumination, you'd want to use the brightest light you could get. It'd make the journey easier. Now listen, the same is true for life. To make the journey easier, you need more light in your life, the light of Jesus, who says, I'm the light of the world. The same is true. For clarity, you need the brightest light you can get. So where do you find the best light for life? John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And if you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness. For living light will flood your path. Okay? During dark days, trusting Christ will help me see things more clearly. So I want you to write this down. Number one, in dark days, I need the light of Jesus when I can't see the way forward. When I can't see the way forward. When I'm confused. When I'm undecided. When I don't know what's best. When I can't figure out what to do next. When everything looks black and I can't see which way to go. I need the light of Christ in my life. Now, I know that the common answer in the world when you're confused is this: trust yourself, trust your gut, follow your instincts. But anybody who's tried that knows that at best, you're only right about 50% of the time. Your light is weak. Your perspective is small. It's like using one of those little wimpy pen lights you put on your keychain. They don't illuminate anything. And as a result, you've made a lot of bad decisions in life. Instead, here's what the Bible says to do. Isaiah 50, verse 10. For anyone who doesn't know where you're going, anyone groping in the dark, here's what to do. Trust in God. Yes, lean on God. Don't trust your own light. Trust the light of the Lord. Now you say, okay, Rick, I would love to have God's perspective on my problems. I'd love to have his help, his light on my challenges and my choices and my future. But how do I discover God's viewpoint? How can I see what God sees in my life? How do I get God's light on the things that matter to me? And the answer is this: get into this book, the Bible. You need to read it. You need to study it. Because God's will is always found in God's word. Saturate your mind with the Bible. Psalm 119:105 says this: your words are a flashlight to light the path ahead of me and keep me from stumbling. You know, if you hear the farm noise out here, don't let it bother you, because it doesn't bother me. They're working on stuff. They're cutting down some stuff and tearing up some stuff. But you know what? I'm always amazed at how many people are always waiting around for God to give them a sign in the air instead of just reading the directions that he's already given us. Stop looking for a vision in the sky and start looking for a verse in the Bible. That's where you're going to find the light. You're going to continue to stumble around in dark days if you spend more time listening to negative news in the media than you spend in time reading God's word. Psalm 19, verse 8 says this, God's instructions are always right, and they point the way to happiness. His commands shine brightly, and they light up the right way to go. If you want to go the right way, you got to get in this book. Colossians 3:15 says, the peace that Christ gives you will guide you in the decisions you make. Now, I want to show you on this first principle, how light illuminates. It shows us where to go when we're in the dark, when we're confused. Let me show you an amazing promise of guidance that God gives to you if you let the words of Jesus in this book guide your journey. It's Isaiah 42, verse 16. In the Message, it says this. God says, listen, I'll take the hand of those who don't know the way, who can't see where they're going. That's in darkness. I'll be a personal guide to them, directing them through the unknown country. I'll be right there to show them what roads to take. This is God talking. I'll make sure they don't fall into the ditch. These are the things I'll be doing for them, sticking with them, not leaving them for a minute. Isn't that an amazing promise from God? God says, I will be your personal guide. If you'll let me light up your life, you won't be stumbling around in the dark. So let me ask you a very personal question. Where, right now, do you feel you're in the dark? I want you to think about that. What is confusing to you in your life? What needs to be clarified? Where do you need God's light to shine and give you direction? Well, it's completely available to you, and it's free, but you have to ask for it. Now, you may be a little worried about what's going to happen next in your life. Well, let me give you a Bible verse that you might want to make your daily prayer. Psalm 23, verse 4, David prayed, even though I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me. So the first benefit of filling your life with God's light, everything gets a lot clearer. You don't have as much confusion. You'll have a bigger perspective on life. You'll see things the way God sees them. And that's called wisdom. Why? Because light illuminates. Now, let me give you a second effect of light. Light not only illuminates, light can disinfect. Did you know that? Yeah, did you know that? Light is a great disinfectant. It can kill germs. It can purify water. Light can cleanse and sanitize a lot of stuff. You know, during our peace teams visiting all around the world in rural villages, when we teach good health practices in developing nations, one of the things we teach is the importance of hanging out your bed sheets to dry in the sun to sanitize them. Light has a disinfecting impact. This week, I read an article about how New York City officials have built a water disinfection facility using ultraviolet light to destroy germs and disinfect its drinking water, which is brought in from about 100 miles away. And instead of using chlorine, which most of us use, which has some downsides to it, they're now using the sun's power to disinfect and sanitize their water. Using light rays, they disinfect 2.4 billion gallons of water every day. Now, in a similar way, getting the light of God in your life can disinfect and sanitize and purify and cleanse harmful bad stuff out of your life. The harmful words, the harmful thoughts, the harmful actions that make you spiritually and emotionally and sometimes physically sick. Here's what the Bible says. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 to 9. If we claim to have a relationship with God, but we continue living in darkness, then we lie and we aren't following the truth. But if we live in the light as God is in the light, then we can have real fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, God's Son, purifies us. That's cleanses, sanitizes, disinfects. God's Son's blood purifies us from all sin. And if we claim to be without sin, we're just fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, God is faithful and just, and he will forgive and cleanse us from every wrong. So I want you to write this down. Number two, in dark days, I need the light of Jesus when I want a clean start. When I want a clean start. You know, I could not count the number of times that people have said to me confidentially, you know, Rick, I've made so many mistakes in my life. I really need a fresh start. I wish I could just clean the slate, wipe it all off and begin again. I'm so tired of carrying a heavy load of emotional baggage from all my poor decisions. So many people today are going through dark days because they're carrying a load, a secret load of guilt and shame and regret. And they may look successful on the outside, but they're tortured by their secrets. Is there a way to wipe the slate clean? Is there a way to get a fresh start? Yes. It's called being born again. That doesn't mean you turn over a new leaf and try harder. It means you get a brand new life.
Thank you so much for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We've got some incredible news to share with you. A very generous friend has given a $100,000 matching grant to this ministry. That means that all this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
I know I tell you this all the time, but again, I want you to know how much I thank God for you and appreciate your support of Daily Hope. We couldn't do this without your prayers, and we can't do it without your financial gifts. And I know that for many of you, this is a real sacrifice in order to be able to support the ministry of Daily Hope as we take the message of Christ literally around the world into places that nobody else is going to. As you consider your year-end giving, I want to ask you to consider about sending your greatest gift to Daily Hope that you've ever given. You know, the great news is that in this month, your financial gift will be doubled because a generous friend is offering a $100,000 matching grant. And they've challenged all of the rest of us to give as much as we can, and they will match it up to $100,000. That means that every dollar you give to Daily Hope in December, up to $100,000, will be doubled. You give $25, it's like giving $50. And if you give $100, it's like giving $200. And if you're able to give $1,000 or more, it will be doubled. Your generosity, and of course, Christmas is all about the spirit of generosity. God so loved the world that he gave. Your generosity makes this ministry possible. It allows us to reach into refugee camps. It allows us to reach out around the world, overseas. It allows us to reach people who could not ever afford to pay for any discipleship tools or materials. So your donations matter. Let me ask you a personal favor. Don't forget to pray for us during this season. We're praying for you. Let me know that you prayed. It really blesses me to hear from you. I love the letters, the emails, the cards, the stories that come in because it helps me realize we truly are partnering together in this ministry. It's not about me. It's about the Word of God, and it's about what we can do together that none of us could do on our own. We are more effective together. We're better together. God bless you, and have a great Christmas season.
Remember, as Rick just shared, whatever you give today will be doubled by the matching grant up to $100,000, but only till midnight December 31st. Anything not matched will be lost, so please contact us today. You can give right now by going to PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. We'll say thanks by sending you the brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. That's PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.